would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
How are you doing, bud?
Tony. I'm good. How are you?
I got you put some delay on your vocals
Tony.
There. That was good. That was nice. I enjoyed that. I have a game to play with you.
Huh.
12 children's movies that will make you cry. Can you name them all?
Wait, someone else made a list?
Yeah, not me.
There's a hair on my pop filter in my nose. It tickled me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Professional podcast. Oh, I forgot to mention, this episode goes out to Frank. We will be talking a ton about Marvel. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, fuck off.
Met this cat once, turns off my podcast 3 seconds into it.
Because he heard your voice.
Ah, man.
Heard your fucking voice.
I have that effect on a lot of people, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, holy shit, someone's shitting in my earlobes.
Well, Frank, these are movies that you can cry to. Tony, go.
Bambi.
I didn't check them all out. Hang on.
Wow. Wow, the game is off.
I know, I was hoping that you could name them in the order that they were.
Oh! Oh, you thought I was psychic. Okay.
Yeah, I should have wrote them down, honestly.
Holy
fuck. On a second. Give me another one, another popular one. I'll tell you if Bambi's right. I'm going through them all.
I don't know. Lion King?
Yep, that was one. We got one off the list. All right, 11 more to go.
I don't know. That's about all I got.
No,
nothing
come on.
Made me sad as a kid.
Yeah, but think about other people. Have empathy.
I do that 8 hours a fucking day.
Really? Oh, could I get another iPhone? Oh, I understand your struggle.
Hey, would you like a free cheesy bread with your order?
I never said I had to empathize with my shitty
job,
son.
You've always been like, no, let's talk about
Bambi
our jobs.
Was one. Bambi okay. was one. And you've been talking about the fruit stand forever.
So I've got two.
Yep, two.
Why
so
don't you
more?
Try?
I have them all in front of me, asshole.
I don't know any other sad movies that were for kids.
Keep going.
I don't know. Beauty and the Beast.
No.
I don't know any of
you
this.
Would connect to that one, though, wouldn't you?
Because I'm a hot chick? Fuck you.
Yeah, you are. You love books.
Seriously, well, I'm drawing blanks. I don't remember sad, like Oliver Twist?
No. With the cat?
I don't know. Bam, or like Lady and the Tramp.
One, you're not going to get his Watership Down. I've never heard of that. It was 1978. You would get the second one. It's
Toy Story?
Three, which I thought was weird, but three is the saddest one ever. Yeah, let's be honest.
Right on. Yeah.
I'll give you that one. You got a couple more to do. Yeah, you got a couple more.
I don't know. DuckTale?
No, not DuckTales. Time Bandits, you probably wouldn't have gotten
Down
either.
Under.
No, that was a great flick, though. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like really digging up
the Empire goods. Strikes Back, I don't feel like you'd get either, and it's
what?
Not that sad of a movie.
That's not a kid's movie.
Yeah, it is. Star
he gets
Wars.
His fucking hand cut off.
Yeah, it's Star Wars,
PG-13, moron.
It's
you
PG.
Don't take it to kids.
Definitely PG.
Definitely should be PG-13.
The only Star Wars that was PG before Force Awakens was Revenge of the Sith, I believe.
You mean PG-13?
That's what I said.
You said PG.
PG-13. All the rest are PG.
Idiot.
The Secret of NIMH you probably won't get either. Go ahead.
No.
You would know a couple of them.
No, I don't. Named every movie ever made.
One has Falcor in it.
Oh, fuck.
It's a never-ending story.
Yeah.
One has a dog named Doug.
You're a rock biter.
Ooh, nice. Wasn't that the second one?
No.
No, it was the first one. The baby's in the second one, my bad. A dog named Doug?
No.
No, it has it in that.
I don't know.
I'm giving you hints. Starts out with a lady with cancer. They grow up and grow old together. She dies.
I have never seen this.
He makes a lot of balloons.
Schindler's List?
Not Schindler's List.
Is there it's Up?
Yeah, there you go. You got another one. Lady in White you probably wouldn't get. This is a really bad game for you. You're not really game oriented today.
Not for this fucking genre.
I
wouldn't have picked this block in
you're
Jeopardy.
Very sad. I didn't.
Or whatever
I thought
that
you,
game is.
I thought you connect. Where the Red Fern Grows. I doubt you get that one either. I don't even know what that
Fern
is.
Fern Gully.
Fern Gully. You did say that, and that's not on the list.
No, I didn't.
Old Yeller. That was the last one.
Gives a fuck.
All right. Now that we're done with our sick new game. That'll be a weekly segment.
That was awesome. Okay. Because I fuck.
Yeah. All right.
You
so,
could have done like scariest movies ever made. I could have had a running.
All right. We'll do that next week. All right. How about this? 11 Harry Potter characters that might show up in the Fantastic Beasts and where to find them. Go.
Fuck off.
No, I'm serious.
All the main characters? No, wait.
Well, not
huh?
Harry.
Wait, when is it set? Huh?
Before Dumbledore dies. There's a hint.
What? Oh, so when he was 19 or when he was 79?
I don't know if it's supposed to be him young.
Because if it's before Harry was born, who the fuck do I know? Like, Sirius Black will be in it when he was a teenager?
Again, I didn't look through the list.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But...
Dude, you're like Kevin the Cunt.
What does that mean?
That goat. That Australian guy yells at. It's like, it's a cunt-free zone, mate.
Yeah, so that's Tony's new thing. What, is that your weekly recommendation? Dude, Dobby's in it. Fucking Henry Potter.
Lily.
Malfoy's dad. Abrax. Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
I don't know.
White
hair.
Salazar. Slytherin. OG.
Mm-hmm.
The Preveller brothers. I'm not sure where they were from.
Got it.
Did they ride a dragon?
Who cares?
Okay. No, they were the part of the... Oh, God damn it. The Deathly Hallows. I think it was the Deathly Hallows. I think those were the three cats that got, like, one got the cloak, one got the wand, and
oh, the drawing.
One got the stone. Yeah. Garrick Ollivander, I believe he's a wand maker. So, wow, yeah, this is going to... Merlin's beard. Merlin's in it.
Merlin.
Did that. And Balthadar Bagshot, which I'm not sure who's that.
Who dat?
I don't know. Let's read about him. All right. While appearing only as a disgusting meat costume for a giant snake in Godric's Hollow in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, the character Balthadar Bagshot is a very influential person in the wizarding world, and one who's an experienced writer even before Newt Scamander's adventures. That's very
You're really
vague.
Digging in there. Really,
that's a deep
digging,
cut.
Digging
Wesley
right
Snipes
in.
Signs multi-picture deal with WWE Studios.
For Blade 4, 5, and 6?
Well, the reason why I clicked on it is because it was a picture of him as Blade.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you excited for the Harry Potter, though? The new one who gets all, like, fucking backstory characters? I like that. They're not like, oh, here's the American version of him. Fuck that bullshit. I want to see, like, how everything got started, even though they kind of tell you in the books.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think it's a good grouping.
It's a great idea, yeah.
I think I like all the Harry Potters because I wish their magic was real, you know?
And they're releasing the new play. I think it's called, like, The Cursed Child or something like that.
Mm.
They're releasing that as a book.
That's scary.
So that's cool. And that's Harry Potter and The Cursed Child.
Right.
So hopefully he has, like, an evil son.
Oh, shit.
That'd be so sick, right?
Fucking
upside down lightning bolt, mamming it. let's see.
Hail magic.
That's awesome. While WWE Studios has long been the target of ridicule, mostly for their sheer fact that it's a movie producer owned by professional
movies.
Yeah, they had that See No Evil.
I think Oculus was the best one.
They did Oculus. Who was in that?
I don't know. The girl from Doctor Who.
Well, it doesn't really give any of the titles, and I don't know that reference at all anyways. Doctor Who? No, I'm kidding.
Ugh.
Thank you. All right. Off to a good start today. But just, yeah, so your boy Wesley Snipes going to be in some fucking wrestling movies.
My boy.
You love Blade.
Stephen Dorff.
I know. Deacon Frost. Get in my asshole. Disney confirms Jungle Book 2. And I want your opinion on this. Maleficent 2. Did you like the first one?
Yeah, but I don't need more.
Did you like the first one, really?
Yeah, it was all right.
Wow, right on.
It was kind of sad.
I thought that you would... Yeah, I don't really like that they made her character, like, fucking, like, you should love her. She's misunderstood. No, she's just evil.
Yeah.
She just wanted that girl to die. That's so hard.
It is
hard. And Beauty, or Sleeping Beauty. And fucking now they're like, no, she had wings, and, like, they took them off. And then,
yeah.
Like, you know, she was a sprite fairy, and now she's all jaded. But
you just live in a perfect world where no one rips your fucking wings off.
No. I'm saying
shits,
like,
in your eyeballs.
No, I'm just saying she's just evil. She just is evil. That's what it should be.
It was nature.
Not like I'm going to save the princess now. That's so dumb. Spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen Maleficent.
Don't see it. Who cares?
Who's the girl that sings My Pussy Tastes Like Pepsi Cola?
No clue.
I can't remember her name. Lana Del Rey. And Google that, YouTube that, just type in My Pussy Tastes Like Pepsi Cola, Lana Del Rey, and you'll find the song I'm talking about. It's the first sentence of the song. It's so weird, because she sings it like a fucking, like a 1940s
like
jazz singer.
Fizzy Coke, or like...
Pepsi, son.
Like
the flavor of Pepsi. I don't think it's carbonated.
Syrup?
Yeah, exactly. Pepsi
pussy
syrup.
Pussy tastes like syrup. That's probably VD.
It could be.
Maybe it tastes that sweet.
But her singing that song, I Know You, I've Met You Once Upon a Dream or whatever like that, that was the creepiest fucking thing ever. It made me super stoked for Maleficent because I'm like, this is going to be so raw. And then it was like real not raw.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
But Jungle Book 2 got a fucking another one. That's good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Have you?
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, I give it like a 7 out of 10.
Wow, already.
In previews.
Yeah, honestly, the previews look great. Have you seen the behind the scenes where it's just like a kid like in like a little hut with a giant green screen and they have like fake arms like touching them as like bears and shit?
It's always fun.
That, I hope that kid gets a fucking Oscar because, I mean, he acted with nobody.
Yeah, not a thing.
I saw this. This caught my attention. All the movies that critics and audiences can't agree on. Go, Tony. No, I'm kidding.
I hate you.
The Witch was on there, though. Like the front cover of it. How'd you like The Witch? Because that was like fucking super renowned by critics. And then
I loved The Witch.
So evil.
Love.
God, that movie was so evil.
I need more of that kind of satanic power in films. People are just too big of pussies to go all the way if they have a theme.
Yeah, I know. And I really don't want to spoil the end, but the end is hard. Oh my God, that shit is so fucked up. But yeah, I think that's like pretty much all the news. Oh, I saw this cool story. So, I guess in Utah, it's illegal for cinemas that serve beer to serve beer while a film has full nudity. Kind of like that strip club rule, you know, they have juice bars, right, and that's where the chicks can get full nude, and then they have, like, titty bars where it's just, like you know, the pasties,
yeah.
And then you can serve alcohol because the females aren't drunk because... Still in our society, they think that, like, if, like, men are hammered, they're just going to start running up and, like...
Yeah,
you know.
They're going to beat them up with their dicks, yeah.
What I thought was weird, that's a cinema, so these pictures, they can't do anything to... Do you think that, like, does Utah think that they're just going to, like, push the table over and just look at, like, any woman? Like,
I
saw one
just
going to
start masturbating furiously with their drunk dick.
Maybe, that's it. And they'll never come because they're drunk dick. Ryan Reynolds gives $5,000 to the Utah Theater, though, that's getting fucking... getting slapped right now. For a show because of Deadpool.
Yeah,
because people were, they served alcohol during Deadpool, and there is some full nudity. I believe it's dudity, if you will.
Dudity and tittity.
Yeah, but there's not, but I, that's what, but full nude, I believe, is in reference to his wiener, not boobs. Because I don't think you see a vagina in that movie.
No.
Or an asshole.
I haven't looked for an asshole, but I haven't seen a pussy either.
Yeah, but you do see Ryan Reynolds' dick in a very weird scene of him just on fire.
Yeah, you do see it wiggling around.
Yeah, wiggling. But yeah, I thought that was really cool of him to do. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds doing the Lord's work.
I would hang
out
with him.
Yeah, you would.
I bet he'd kick it hard in the Great North.
Dread 2.
That's cool.
But Carl Urban wants Netflix or Amazon to make the sequel because there ain't no studio giving him dick for money.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Isn't that a bummer though, man? I know. I hope it goes to
Netflix. Rated R.
That'd be the shit. Have they done movies? Oh, they did Ridiculous 6. Never mind.
Netflix has done some pretty good movies.
Like what? Name them.
They've done some pretty good ones.
Just name one of them.
I can't remember right now.
Oh, wow.
They've done good series.
That good, though. I agree with you with that. Their TV is on point.
So let them do some movies, man.
You would think that they would be able to do a movie well, for like House of Cards and Daredevil and fucking Orange is the New Black. Do you have any other good episodes?
Arrested Development.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like that was already like in motion.
Yeah.
And shit. Then again, so is Dread. But don't you feel like they kind of shat the bed on Arrested Development?
It was the best you could come up with after, like, such a hiatus.
Okay, right on. Because maybe that's, like, why I fear Dread 2. Like, they'll just crap over it.
All they need to do is just watch what they did before and...
Ooh, that was so tough. That movie's really good.
Do it again.
If you haven't seen Dread, I definitely recommend it.
It's fun.
Fantastic flick. I see a lot of Game of Thrones
shit. I would
shit.
Do that drug.
What was it called?
Slow-mo,
yeah. And it was Mama? Was that, like,
yeah,
the one...
Mama
that,
yeah, Mama was Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, speaking of Cersei... Game of Thrones season 6 episode 1 premiered last night.
Yeah,
I watched it tonight.
I know.
Thoughts?
It's everything I need it to be, dude.
It's
like,
really
that
good.
That show is beyond a show. It's,
yeah.
It's beyond every show in its category. It's beyond every show. It's just becoming like almost larger than life. Like it feels like a fucking film production. Every episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid.
A lot more walking and talking than most films. But there was a lot
of
brutalness.
But they
got to build. Yeah.
That's a stretch of story.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah.
And I like that about Game of Thrones because it gets you into a lot of shit and you're able to fucking every detail
still,
that you need to get
like
somewhere.
There were like five gnarly reveals.
Yeah, and there was a lot of fucking brutal shit going on in it. Brianna Tarth fucking rocks and shit. That was rad as fuck. But yeah.
I think... I don't know. There's we can't really talk about the episode in detail
right.
This soon out. So I'm just going to say, yeah, just watch Game of Thrones and don't be a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah, I think a lot of people that, like, if you are planning on watching Game of Thrones and you haven't already, then you're not going to watch Game of Thrones. So,
or you have the best 60 hours of your life ahead of you.
True. But I also think after the season five's ending, the last shot of the season five, that's been all around the internet anyways. But then again, if you don't know the characters, you probably wouldn't understand anyways until you got into
just
it.
Just watch it or something.
I started rewatching it a little while ago, and it's so good. Those first seasons are great.
Yeah. Season one is fantastic. Like, seeing Ned Stark, like learning about all the areas.
Ned Stark is such a cool character.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It felt so fast. Like, they crammed 52 minutes, like, a lot of shit into 52 minutes, and I was just like, it's over?
That's it. That's so fast.
The last shot was fucking gorgeous, too. That was really heartbreaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is cryptic conversation about Game of Thrones.
I know. All right. And there's the part where those two characters talk, and it's really heartbreaking, actually.
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right, that is all of the news that I have.
Isn't.
Do you have it? What do you? No, I said I have.
I got it.
All right, so you have news.
Yeah.
Passing the, what was that?
Like, it's the breaks.
I thought that was a record scratch, like a bad
one. It's going to be real quick.
Okay.
There's going to be a Borderlands movie based off the game.
Okay. It's like Mad Max.
Yeah, right. With like funny robots and... lots and lots and lots of guns.
Funny robots worked really well in Star Wars, the prequels, so that's good.
That's always a surefire way to get people.
Yeah, funny robots.
Funny robots.
Then again, if they made a Portal 2 movie, I would be there in a heartbeat. God damn it, those robots are great.
And then there's also...
they reminded me of me and you. I'd be the little one.
I'd be the weird gangly one.
Yeah.
With his stretched bones.
Yeah, well, it's not bones, Tony. He's made out of metal. Idiot.
I hate you.
Don't be dumb.
They're making a new Aliens movie, too. I regret talking.
Wait. Are they still doing Prometheus, too?
Yeah.
And
then
they're making an Aliens movie?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because Prometheus is before
Aliens,
and then Aliens is the fifth. Alien?
Because I heard that they were calling Prometheus Aliens, like Prometheus 2. Like, it was like some weird thing of like him tying it like, all together. With
I just
guy.
Read that there's going to be
a standalone.
Aliens 5.
Standalone. Hmm. You think Sigourney Weaver's going to come
back?
It's
not a standalone if it fits after 4.
No, but I'm saying like it's not part of Prometheus, though.
Oh, yeah, and it totally throws away AVP horse shit.
Yeah, well, I don't really
Everyone
feel
does.
Like they pulled that into like continuity of it.
I don't
especially
see the
after
point
Prometheus.
Of needing more aliens further out past Ripley, but...
what do you mean?
Why do you need to go past Ripley?
So do you think she's going to come back for Aliens 5?
I don't see why or how.
I don't see... well, it's weird. Then why make an Aliens 5?
Because I think they see money in the name Aliens.
Why not just call fucking Prometheus Aliens Prometheus 2?
Aliens Prometheus 2?
Yeah. And so people are like, oh, right on. Now I get it.
Because someone's going to go see Prometheus, and then that same person's going to go see Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just think about
but
it.
But the people that didn't
like
see Prometheus. No, the people that didn't see Prometheus because they didn't know it was about aliens now will go see Prometheus 2 because it's called Alien Prometheus 2. See, now let's talk about money making, idiot.
Wow, you're so smart. Because
I just fucking
smart,
killed it.
Smart guy.
This is a very hostile podcast. I apologize. I love you, buddy.
No, you don't.
You're my favorite. You really are.
No, you pull me in right after work. I'm all sweaty.
You said you were good to do it.
Yeah, and you
fucking,
were like, fuck you.
You
and
literally,
you're like, hey, can you wake up early? Fuck you.
You literally
fuck
dig
you.
Your own grave.
I dick my own grave.
Dig? Dig. We'll play the tape back. I said dig. All right, genre 5. Do you got any more news?
No.
Okay. Alien 6 coming out soon.
I wish
this was a visual.
Six fake face huggers right in your mouth.
I wish this was a visual podcast because his face is priceless when it comes down to this. It's actually like true loathing in his eyes.
It's so funny that so many of the people you work on creative projects with bash you in public.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder why.
I wonder what that is. It's like I just really rile guys up.
Yeah. Hey, I like to keep you on your toes, man.
Oh.
And when you're in this kind of
like
mood.
Like a hot fire right
no,
under
when,
my
when you're
ass.
In the, when you're in a good mood, I'm like, yeah, he's playful. But you're like, oh, I do sad movies. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm just going to fuck with you the whole time. All right, Nintendo games. It's genre 5, which isn't movies at all. And I didn't play many of them, so this will be a blast.
Wow.
Tony, hit me with your first.
Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
Wow, wait, are those all in one game?
It's like The Matrix when you take it to the island.
I feel it. No, it's like Harry Potter or Star Wars. I can't remember which one. I think it was Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Probably all three of those motherfuckers were on there with you.
No, not Matrix. The first Matrix was great, but I rewatched the second one and the third one. Not as good.
Move on!
My first one was Tetris.
Okay.
Love cool. Tetris. Tetris is great. My mom played the shit out
classic
of Tetris.
Classic game that was.
Now, oddly enough, my mom got me Tetris Sphere for Nintendo 64 as my first game when she got me the console for Christmas.
And you were bored.
Oh my God. Saving those little dumb animals was the dumbest thing ever.
Sounds horrible.
That was the point. Like, they were caught in a little egg. Wow. You had to make sure that they could get enough through so they could pop out of it. Oh, it was so stupid.
Son of a bitch.
It wasn't like Tetris at all, but she liked it a lot.
Good.
And then
for
she
her.
Bought me fucking Zelda. And then I just rolled around like, hat, hat, hat. And Navy's like, hey, hey. And she's like, I fucking want to kill myself.
I'm
like,
did you play it down in the living room?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bag? Well, we didn't have TVs up in our rooms yet.
Dang.
Yeah, that wasn't before we started.
Rough times.
Ooh,
rough times.
Oh, my God. One TV from 1984. Oh. Thing, you moved it. It weighed like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. That
it was literally a piece of furniture.
Didn't need to go anywhere else besides a fire pit.
Yeah. And even then, it survives. It's like a fucking cockroach. All right, God. Go with your next one.
My next one is A Link to the Past.
Oh, right on. I never played that. I never got into Zelda until...
Ocarina
of Time, yeah. I think I tried on Game Boy, but it was just way too hard for me. I was never.
It's on Game Boy too. That game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
and
I was looking
at it
into...
for Game Boy too.
Oh right! Wow, big fan.
Yeah.
Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's fun.
I don't know if I think
pain in the ass. I mean, they're stupid games at that like level, but yeah. They looked prettier than other games like them.
And it was kind of like, yeah, all right, I get you. I don't think I ever beat a game on Nintendo or on Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever did.
What game did I beat?
Maybe Tecmo Bowl, but I don't know how you could beat that. Did I go through a season? I can't remember.
I think I beat one of the Pokemon.
Tecmo Bowl was great. I got far in Pokemon, but I couldn't beat it. I wasn't good.
I think I got far.
To beat it, you had to fill up your entire Pokedex, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't do that, because you had to trade. You had to find something with blue.
I ain't
or,
playing that shit.
Yeah, I didn't have the cord, either.
I ain't playing that Link shit.
And then the Game Boy Advance, you could connect like through the little like reader. It was like almost like fucking Bluetooth before Bluetooth.
Pretty incredible times.
Nintendo was really ahead of the time, and they were just like, here's the Wii, and then everyone was like, don't
Wii
care.
Wii don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Wii don't care. How about the Wii U? Wii go fuck yourself. Oh man, you guys are dicks. Have you played the Wii U?
No.
Neither
no.
have I. I want to.
I don't.
I heard it's like a Wii with better graphics.
Well, I played Wii, so I get it.
Fair enough. My next one is Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, huh?
Picking the heavy hitters.
Yeah, you are. You're really going all
Duck
out.
Hunt was great, and I'll go my third Super Mario Brothers. I played that a ton as a kid and never got very far. Oh, my God. I get to that level where you're jumping, or wait, I'd probably like the third level, and then I just keep dying.
What?
Yeah, I was bad, dude.
You can portal like right there.
Yeah, no, I was super bad.
Damn.
Very, very bad at those games. And I play them now, and I'm terrible.
I love the second one because it's so fucking weird compared to the other two.
Yeah.
It's almost... It's literally like someone took acid before they made two.
Huh.
Two is a weird world. It's really dark. There's like dismal times in that world.
Yeah.
It always felt like Mario Brothers and Mario Brothers 3 was like kind of whimsical. Whimsical... 3 was super whimsical.
Yeah, very. Yeah, the fucking like little raccoon
but
hats.
1 and 2 were just kind of like... 1 was kind of happy, kind of sad.
Now,
two,
wait, 3...
3 was for Super Nintendo.
Okay, right on. I don't know why you put it on your list.
Because it's like 1, 2, 3, man. Like, those are the 3.
Talking about NES games, but...
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
Okay,
go ahead with your 4th.
Metroid.
Oh, right on. I never played Metroid.
Jesus.
Samus, right? That was the girl's name?
That was her name.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot chick. Real hot chick.
Oh, those 8 bits.
Smoking hot 8-bit. 1 bit per titty.
Oh, I loved them. Mine was Contra.
I put Contra, too.
Yeah, Contra's fucking cool.
Contra's fun, man. Those guns blast so far.
Oh, my God. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- good too. Like that was one of the games that I felt like looked better than like Mario, because Mario was very squarey. Ooh,
squarey.
Yeah, I wonder if they put that on the fucking on the cartridge. Very squarey.
Mm.
And my last one was Batman the video game, where it came out in 1990, so a year after Batman.
Oh, so they really gave it a little bit of time.
Yeah, and also it was weird because Batman was kind of purpley and shit, but it was a side scroller. It was all right. It was really hard. All those games were really hard for me.
I know.
Dude, you remember Sega? We'll go into this next week. Sega. We'll do Sega. Ooh, my boy. Remember playing Lion King?
Nope.
That game was a piece of shit. Hardest game ever. Oh, my God.
Sonic's fucking every Sonic.
Oh, yeah. You get to those water levels and like, bloop, 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 bloop. Motherfucker. Yeah. Sonic and Knuckles blew my mind, though. Yeah. Like, you could take a cartridge and fuck it with another cartridge. Are you kidding me?
Cartridge fuck.
But yeah, that's Genre 5 Nintendo games.
I'll list my last one.
Oh, sorry.
Post Genre 5, you.
Oh, wait. I take one back and go with Paperboy.
Okay.
Is that one of yours?
Yeah, no. My last one is RC Pro-Am.
What's that?
It's an RC car game. Started young. Started real young.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your list. And you fucking
for those new
me.
Listeners, Tony loves RC cars. Loves building them. Loves
for those
jumping
new
them.
Listeners.
Loves jumping them. Hey, everybody's podcast.
Loves jumping them. Always out just jumping RC cars when he's not at work.
There's the little tyke building another ramp. Look, he propped it
fucking
up with a garage can lid.
Unbelievable sack of shit you are.
All right, so that concludes Genre 5. We're going to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
This is where you usually fall off.
No, I watched Inglourious Basterds again. Fuck, that movie rocks.
I also know what else you watched.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And I'm actually...
It's rated as one of his top movies of all time. Like,
it's so fucked up good.
All kinds of critic lists like, love that film over like Pulp Fiction. Like,
that's
kind of
weird. And I mean, Kill Bill is amazing, but rewatching Inglourious Basterds, like, dude, this movie rocks. It feels, I don't know, like Quentin's movies feel like his movies, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that they're just set in different time periods.
I think Hateful Eight is one of my top for him, right?
I need to see it again, but I loved it the first time I saw it, but I need to watch it again. But Inglourious Basterds is way brutal.
Yeah.
Way brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, it's awesome. Pretty There's hard. A really good payoff at the end, like that starts at the beginning. Like it's, and Christoph Waltz, is that his name?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that dude's so
sick. That was his first.
Was he called the Jew Hunter?
The Jew Bear was
no, I know that,
Donnie.
Yeah, but Christoph Waltz was the Jew Hunter, right?
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah. Like, it's pretty simple, but yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm. He was. Do you know what they call me?
Yeah,
and he was like the Jew Hunter. Yeah,
yeah. That first scene's fucking incredible. Oh, it's so good. It's so fucked up. That movie's so rad.
Yeah,
and they kind of like retell history, which I really enjoy.
I like that.
No one does that.
It'd be a cool turnout.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, though. I think everything, all my list is on Netflix, so everything that I say, you can go right onto your fucking Xbox or PlayStation or computer and watch.
Or PlayStation.
But if you haven't seen Inglourious Basterds, or even if you had, rewatch it. It's so good. So entertaining.
Right on. What else?
No, go ahead. You can do one. I don't like to bang through your whole list because it just it's monotony for me.
No, it's not monotony. Just because I watch quality shit.
Watched another documentary about the financial crash.
I'm not going to talk about the documentary called Algorithms, okay? I'm not going to talk about it.
No, actually, I'm kind of interested.
Fuck you.
No, really, I am.
Fuck you.
What?
It's about algorithms.
I understand, but like, what'd you learn?
I learned how algorithms work.
Explain it to me.
No, I am not doing
because you
that.
Didn't learn shit. You watched
I
it.
I did
like,
learn shit.
Ooh, that's cool. Couldn't bring that up at a party, though. That's some
no,
heady shit.
It is heady shit, but you can't bring it up at a party. It's not shit. You're just like, let me explain to you real quick how these little things work and how they're everywhere.
Go ahead.
No.
Just do one.
No, I'm not going to do one.
Find an algorithm in my room.
There's an algorithm for like egg and write algorithm for anything.
All right, write one.
No, fuck off.
Mm.
I'm serious. I don't want to talk about this. I hate your guts. You want me to explain shit that I don't quite know, but I watched a documentary about and I enjoyed it.
Exactly.
And you're like, tell me the science now, you big dumbass.
Yeah, since you learned so much from your fucking...
Oh, your brain's swelling with knowledge.
Your heady documentary. Surprised you could fit through the door, honestly. Oh. Your head's so fucking
Listen,
big.
Listen, John Nash, just get your pen, get on the window and do it.
Yeah. All right, so algorithms, how was it?
Fucking great. 100% out of 100.
Give me another one. I won't count that.
Sucker. I also watched Inside Man.
Oh, how was that?
I like that movie. That's why I watched it again.
Okay. What's it about? Don't say an Inside Man, you fuck up.
About Clive Owen.
Thank you.
Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Willem Dafoe. All
right.
And one of them is an Inside Man.
You don't know who?
Yeah, no, you do instantly. He's in the first 5 seconds of the film talking to the audience, breaking that wall.
So he's the narrator.
Yeah, he's like, listen. I'm somewhere. I'm trapped here. I can't leave. But you're like, oh, this dude's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not.
Oh. Because he's an inside man.
Plot twist. All right. And Denzel Washington's like, oh, well, I'm on the big case now. But I got this like fraud thing on my back, so I'm not a detective most people call right now because someone thinks he stole money. But then they're like, you're going to the big show. And then these Russian bank robbers, they blind out the cameras with these UV like sensors. That's and sick. Then they take the whole bank without hurting anyone.
You like heist movies?
A lot.
Yeah.
And then they put
I think about stealing all the time.
And then they put everyone in the same outfit and then group people based on their personality traits to keep them docile in certain rooms. It's awesome.
That sounds really familiar. I think I've seen like pieces and parts of that.
It's a good movie. I really enjoy it. The only thing I don't like is Jodie Foster.
Thinking of The Negotiator. I'm not sure. Kevin Spacey.
Big difference. Kevin Spacey. A lot of actors not in one movie that are in the other.
One is Denzel. He's a negotiator.
Do you know what he does in The Negotiator?
He negotiates. No.
Nope. He like traps himself in a building.
Yeah. And,
Kevin
Spacey's the negotiator, right?
Yes. Okay. He wants called in because the guys in his precinct are dirty.
Yeah.
And he knows.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the movie you know.
No. I said it just reminded me of it.
Oh.
I didn't know it.
Do you want more?
No, I'll do one. I rewatched E.T.
Oh, that's sad.
It's so sad. God damn it. Oh, ouch. But yeah, man, fucking those guys with those keys, dude, they just don't give up on that fucking alien.
It's not nice the way we treat things that aren't human.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, he's like, you're gonna cut him up. I'm like, even a young pup like Elliot understands that we're just gonna fuck
knows
this
that
thing
we're
up.
Just fucking monsters deep down.
Yeah, we just need to see how it works. How does it tick? We're all silent from heroes.
That heart's glowing. Cut it out.
Did you ever seen that Whitest Kids You Know where they are in Area 51 about to do an autopsy on an alien and they cut one of the arms off and they're like, all right, we're now making the incision. And they cut and they pull the arm off and it's just full of Reese's.
Yeah.
And then they cut the stomach up and just Reese's pour out everywhere. That's probably my favorite skit of all time. That's so fucking genius. Oh, God damn it. That's so good.
Whitest Kids You Know is fantastic.
Ooh, it's good. There's some on there that I'm like, that's so dumb. But there's others I'm like, that's fucking perfect. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
The raps are great, too.
Oh.
So, yeah, E.T., that's also on Netflix. If you want to cry, go for it. The special effects, whoo, rough.
Yeah.
No Star Wars, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're
although
not.
I do love the references. I feel like that's like one of the first like pop culture-y things in our pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
Like him saying, this is Greedo. This is like, you know, he's holding up action figures. I'm like, that's awesome. Well, and him and Lucas were, you know, butt buddies and shit.
Well, yeah. They really did enjoy.
They had like the rich man club. Like, we were nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
it was like
made
the Bilderberg
fun of,
group for Hollywood.
And then like we were like, we own everything.
Yeah, I know. Bunch of fucking yeah.
Just two Scrooge McDucks. Probably had like Eyes Wide Shut parties.
They're just eating their like, you know, eating
caviar.
Their fancy, probably eating like ostrich and ocelot meat.
I know, they're probably
breakfast.
Like eating human eyes, like fucked up
hunting
shit.
Hunting people in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Backyard being like one of the states that they bought.
They just bought like a couple like white dudes and just let them loose naked and they're like, whoever kills the most.
Yeah, you want to eat?
Yeah.
You want to eat Lucas?
No, do you want to write the new Indiana Jones? You have to kill four of them.
Wow.
That's how they, Crystal Skull got made.
That's how that happened. Then they all got drunk on absinthe and made it.
Exactly. All right, now we're offensive. Go ahead.
All right. I saw an incredible movie called Hush.
Oh, yeah. Lena was telling me about this.
Very, very good. Mm. The gimmick isn't gimmicky as gimmicky as I thought.
Like, you mean like Paranormal Activity, like that gimmick of like the camera?
Yeah, or like a disadvantage gimmick.
How do you mean?
Well, you could watch the preview and realize that she's a deaf girl.
Right.
So that gimmick.
I mean, I walked in 3 minutes in and she was like, she's a deaf girl. So I'm sure you're not fucking blowing.
Yeah, no. But that gimmick could have just butchered that film. But it was so creepy, so
it's not like some
reminiscent,
murderer.
So fantastically done. Like, I was reminded of, like, Funny Games meets, like, a better version of The Strangers. Like, it was really, really good.
A
really,
better version
really
of The
intense.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever seen The Strangers?
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, better.
I thought it was great.
Better.
These people in those fucking hoods are so creepy.
Yeah, creepy stuff, huh?
Was this person dressed up?
He had a mask on.
Ooh, like Scream?
Yeah, kinda.
Ghostface. That's what they called him.
Ghostface.
I didn't know if you knew the reference.
Yeah,
Nicole.
I know his fucking name.
I saw Dope. For the first time, I watched something new.
That one's fine.
Ooh, Dope's good.
You see Dope. It's
fucking the 90s kids and shit like that. Like, it's so sick. Yeah, even though it's not set in the 90s, so rad.
I don't like how much shenanigans they had to get into.
How
I just
mean?
Wanted them to just be happy.
Yeah, but
I was like, hey, everything's shitty for these guys. Come on. Like, they're cool.
Shitty, but not shitty, because they're so themselves. that it doesn't matter. But then it's almost a coming of age story of like living in the hood.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, there's a really beautiful monologue given by the main star, which I hope he goes on to do a ton of shit because he's fucking great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Whole cast was like awesome, honestly.
Beautiful film.
Yeah, shot really, really well. I love the style of them and shit like that. I love like they were like fucking like into super like old 90s hip hop, but they played in like a punky, weird pop band.
Yeah.
That was so neat. But yeah, the premise is sick as fuck. You should. That's on Netflix, and that's such a good movie. Super enjoyable to watch, too. It's not one that you sit down and you're like, oh, this is going to be fucking medicine.
Yeah, it's not like watching Room.
Yeah, or Spy Game. No, I'm just kidding.
I hate you.
That's movie of the week.
I want to rip your little arm off and beat you to death with it.
Okay.
You know, I watched Game of Thrones because I'm Tony.
Yeah, so did I.
You're stupid. You didn't watch it last night.
I couldn't.
You know, kind of fucked it up.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I watched it before we talked about it.
Probably fell asleep, what, twice during it?
Not at all.
You always are like, I watched the movie. I did fall asleep 6 times.
Not all the time. Sometimes, like, I'll have to...
There are times when I'm like, well, how much... Did you always know when you fell asleep? You're like, yeah, it's like a breezed over part.
No, I'll get to Spy Games when we get there. I didn't really fall asleep on Spy Games. I did. I was up the whole time. I was just way fucking distracted.
It's not plural.
Spy game, sorry. But like, yeah, there's definitely been movies that we've had that like I'll fall asleep like 6 different times during.
Yeah, definitely.
But I will start it from the place that I left off or like 10 minutes beforehand so I can get the gist again. Whenever I stop for like remembering what happened, that's when I start it.
All right.
Cool. So I'm good
about
it.
Thank you for being honorable about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's probably been times when I fell asleep the whole most movie, woke up at the end, saw the ending. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
And you just bullshitted your way through this.
Yeah, because some
like,
of them...
I'm going to be quiet, let Tony just kind of take the mic.
Yeah, like Constant Gardner?
Yeah. Oh, woo! Yeah, that one. What a loser.
Snooze fest.
Loser.
Yeah, Constant Gardner was rough. Yeah, it was really good, The Imitation Game. Love that flick.
All right. Sorry. We're moving on, people.
Constant Gardner kind of reminds me of Imitation Game, but like a very, very, very shitty version
of it. Oh, it's literally couldn't even be on the same continent.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why, but the main actor reminds me of Benedict Cumberbatch.
They're both British. That's a little rude.
No. No.
No.
No. Oh, Chris Walken's here.
Oh, Chris Walken says no.
Focus.
I also saw the Patton Oswalt stand-up from 2016.
How was
that?
You
know his wife died?
No. Whoa.
Like last week.
Wow, no.
Yeah, I read somewhere that his wife passed away.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It was on the same day as Prince in China, because that's probably why we didn't hear
about
it.
It probably got overlooked.
China,
because everyone knew Prince in China. Like, they were
dude,
all
China
really,
barely got any notice.
But they were really good friends with both of those people. Everyone was. Everyone was.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never met him personally, so I wasn't quite as taken, but...
Ralph Fiennes and fucking Benedict Cumberbatch look kind of similar.
You stupid douche.
Fucking, you got Lord Voldemort and Doctor Strange. Yeah, basically the same person.
Basically the same. They both wore capish
Imitation
garments.
Game, though, you gotta admit, is fucking rad.
It's a pretty cool movie.
So good.
Sad story.
Oh my god, you don't see that ending coming fucking anywhere. You're like, wow, really?
Well, I did. I read Wikipedia.
Oh, why'd you spoil it?
Because I wanted to research the guy.
The same thing happened to me with House of Cards season... was it 4 or 5 that just came out?
4?
4? Okay. Season 4, I looked into... I was like, who's this character? And they're like, by the way, this fucking character does this. I was like, sick. Glad I'm on episode 1.
Way to jam that in.
Found out what happens on episode
well,
8. That's why I stopped reading Wikipedia about shit I'm about to watch.
Well, sometimes I want to see where those historical accuracies come in.
Before you watch it?
Sometimes while I'm watching it.
Oh, okay. You just get bored?
I'm like, well, I'll be like, kind of sounds like bullshit. Did that really happen?
Okay.
I also watched a few episodes of Game Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
You're a big fan of that.
Yeah, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's on the in the vein of 30 Rock with a couple of the characters from 30 Rock. So, and written by Tina Fey. So it's just, you know.
30 Rock.
30 Rock with the name Kimmy on top.
And a new main girl instead of Tina Fey.
And then one of my favorite, I mean, it eclipses Kimmy, in my opinion, is Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
That show is fucking well written. Like, Mike Judge is, he blows me away with his writing.
I feel like I haven't seen the last season and this one. I think I watched the first two.
Fuck.
Are they on 4?
No, 3.
They're on the 3rd?
Yeah.
I think I watched the first two then.
Dude.
Maybe I only watched the first one, but I really enjoyed it because I really like T.J. Miller. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Dude,
speaking of which.
What?
I really want to see the new Cloverfield movie.
I was going to say, are you going to talk about some Transformer bullshit?
Oh, no. Yeah, him in Transformers 4, 5, I don't know, whichever one, with Machi Mock.
Yep, who's reprising his role as dumb idiot number
scientist.
Three.
Scientist.
Yeah.
Dumb idiot scientist.
Yeah, dumb idiot inventor.
I'm an inventor.
Yeah.
Look, this is a robot.
Forget about it. Oh, go get a hamburger.
I really
at Wahlburgers.
I really wish that they would just fucking take the humans out completely and just tell me fucking story on Cybertron. Just make it all CG. I don't give a fuck. You think they'll ever do that?
Well, I mean, have what?
Kind of like the Jungle Book, but without Mowgli. Well, like, make a realistic-looking CG movie the entire time. Almost like Polar Express, but better.
Then you would watch Final Fantasy The Spirits Within.
But that's still cartoony. The eyes and shit, you know what I'm saying?
No! They're, like, modeled after actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, because they made a... Yeah.
It looks like a real fucking...
It's close.
I'm sorry it's not there yet.
Well, no, have you seen the jaguars and the fucking orangutans? And
I have not seen the movie.
But the... commercials.
Yes,
dickhole.
I've seen how pretty they are.
They look insane.
Yeah, but it's hard.
I was like, how do they get...
It would be funny if they were like, God damn it, can't even act in this town. It's just CG.
Yeah, honestly, there's robots.
It's just robots and animals chatting.
No, but I mean like a movie with like Transformers. Like take an entire plot of zero humans.
Right on.
Because you can't make Transformers. There's not one shot of a Transformer in that movie that it is like built out of something. It's all CG.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not like Jurassic Park, like the first one where they had, like, an actual T-Rex and then...
the foot down in the mud.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I know that these things are literal, just big rectangles.
Zeros and ones.
Just binary, man.
Honestly, you wouldn't have to have cameramen. They wouldn't, right? Because they would build all the shots in-house in the computer, correct? They don't need to make the...
They might field the shots to see how they feel in a flow without having to make the CG guys
do
it.
But how are you going to do Cybertron?
Either way, you don't have any
Cybertron actors
on set, so fuck it.
Yeah,
you can have crew members.
Or
kind
of do like Beowulf. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like they shot all of them to get like their mannerisms and their movement and shit like that.
Then you got to charge them. You want Brad Pitt's bill for fucking coming on set and doing a dance?
Look, Benedict Cumberbatch did Smaug, and he was like fucking all running
but
all over the place.
But I bet you had to pay. That's what I don't get, is why you don't have fucking like lesser name actors doing those things. That have really great vocal talents.
You know why?
Talents.
I think it's because they want the validity of that actor playing the role. They want people like being like, yeah, they shelled out the money. They believe in it.
But you didn't know who the fuck played Gollum, and you were blown away.
Yeah, that dude is really rad.
Now
he has
a ton of voices. Now he's the first fucking unit director for the Hobbit films.
Yeah.
He is like with Peter Jackson.
Name?
He has a cool name. Sicaris, something like that.
I'm looking up the Two Towers since that was like the one that he was big in.
Really?
Yeah, the Two Towers. That's like the one that Gollum was like really featured in. You can go ahead and ramble
something.
Or Sarkis?
Something. Yeah, something like that. I know who he is. He was in the fucking one of those movies. He plays a bad guy.
Wow, really? He's actually in movies though. He's an actual actor, right?
He's in the fucking,
He was in
some Marvel bullshit.
No, he was also in fucking that movie with Adam Sandler where he has cancer.
What?
What was that movie called?
Oh, where he plays Shadow of the Colossus?
No, Funny People? Yeah, he was in that. He sits down with him and does the Gollum voice.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was in, which Marvel movie that was that, where you go and see that he's like a minor? He gets his arm cut off.
Andy Serkis.
Serkis.
Let's see.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
He gets his arm cut off.
Yeah, he's like...
Oh, yeah, he's playing the fucking Black Panther of... Age Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
I told you.
Yeah, and he played the fucking, the monkey from Planet of the Apes, Rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caesar.
He was in The Prestige.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. He's the gatekeeper for Tesla.
Fuck yeah, I was about to say David Bowie?
Yeah.
Right on. This dude does some great shit. You're learning a lot, people.
That's just it. We're really, like, all about teaching the people.
Breaking. Andy Serkis is a good actor.
Hey, I enjoy him.
In case you didn't know. All right, what else? What were we talking about? How did we get there?
What?
Where are we?
I don't know. What?
We were talking about robots, Mark Wahlberg, TJ Miller. Okay, you're talking about fucking...
Silicon.
Yep.
Wow.
Got there.
Way to rewind the stupidity.
I mean, that was good on my part, though.
Whatever.
Right?
I'm not giving you any more props tonight. I've
honestly
already propped you up way too much.
You've given me zero.
I need to kill the Hydra that I've created.
Literally kicking me in the dick.
No,
the whole time.
I need to kill the Hydra I've created.
You can't kill the Hydra while you give it props. You cut off its head like you've done, and now five of me have shown.
Oh, my God.
So stop tearing me down, and these five will stay.
No, you'll always be this way. You'll always be this way. If I was nice to you, you'd still be like, he tubs.
I haven't said that once this episode.
Yeah, but you look it.
No, never.
Right in my eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, wow, what fat eyes he has.
Look at his fat sausage eyes.
Jesus Christ, is that grease tears? All right, go ahead. Silicon, so that first episode happened. I read that there's a lot of decisions and there's a lot of movement and characters.
Yeah,
in it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. TJ Miller is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good.
It's in the preview, but he's talking to this old dude, and he's like, the old dude's like, oh, I'm a big fan of yours. Or he's like, oh, I'm a big fan. He's like, of what? Metamucil? A good piece of fish? Like, just starts listing
TJ
shit.
Says
that,
this?
Yeah, TJ says it to him. He's like, elderly discounts at Perkins Family Restaurant.
That's awesome.
Erectile dysfunction due to corroded penile arteries.
Yeah, he's
what are you a fan of?
He's that's how he is in like the Deadpool movie too.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, his like humor, he's kind of like a Tosche humor, like that type of thing. Like he has his own set of humor. I'm not saying they're alike, but yeah.
I know Marc Maron takes pop shots at him.
Oh yeah, I don't think he likes him much.
But shit, dude.
But I don't think he likes niche comics, which is odd because Marc Maron's a niche comic about fucking like, you know, just being a really pissed off dude.
Yeah.
And very depressed and likes ice cream and pow, I just shit myself.
Pow, I just shit myself.
What was I about to say? Damn it. TJ Miller. There's something about him. I can't remember. All right.
Species?
No, I watched Deep Impact.
Species now.
Deep Impact.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, you should rewatch this.
I've seen it. I know Elijah is
How long ago?
A few years because I like his dirt bike.
Check it. Oh, dude, there's some good dirt bike action on it too.
That's the bike I have.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
The same one.
I'm pretty sure an older year.
Movie prop Tony, huh?
Yeah.
I do this podcast. I thought
If it's not, it's a KZ instead of a DR. So
right on.
It's
it's
literally
funny,
like the same thing.
Because he's talking to his dad in the garage. He's like, every kid on the block wants one now. Uh-huh. I'm like, that's why Tony got this bike.
It is.
Not because Dan had it. Shout out.
You miserable cunt.
I watched Deep Impact, and I haven't seen that movie, and God, it's gotta be.
Tell me how much better it is than the other Impact movie.
Honestly, way better than Armageddon. Way better than Armageddon.
I agree.
Yeah, Armageddon's bullshit. It's like, oh, we're fucking oil men, and we're gonna go blow up this asteroid.
Deep sea drillers.
Harry! Like, it's just all bullshit. Like, there's a lot of fucking cool people moments in this movie shot really well, and you can tell every single fucking disaster movie took a lot from this movie.
Dude. Not gonna dog it, dude.
Another weird thing, seeing the Twin Towers go down again.
They sure did.
That was weird. That's like when you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and they show the skyline, you're like, holy shit.
All those skylines are filled with those towers until 2001.
Yeah, yeah. You think they'd like...
Did you hear when Trump said 7-Eleven?
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was like, those boys, those men and women fighting the fires out on 7-Eleven in New York City.
The bravest people. I was like, Jesus Christ, you just literally named a gas station.
God.
Literally a gas station.
And Limp Bizkit played at Sunoco.
Yeah, he did not. That was fake. like I said, all these are on Netflix. But
yeah.
Deep Impact, man, that is a good fucking
check
watch.
Check it out if you want to cry
it's
when
almost,
you watch.
Ooh, it is really heartbreaking.
What is her name? Tia Leone? Yeah, when she dies, it's so sad.
Tia Leone.
The daughter with the dad on the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Or Tia Leone, whatever her name
is.
Yeah,
I know you're talking
about. She was in Bad Boys.
Yeah, she's really good in that flick, too, actually.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman plays the president, black president.
Wow.
This movie foreshadowed
so
a lot.
Yeah, it did. And hopefully our doom.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh,
by the way, the old guy's name was Fish, not Chip. I told you it was Chip.
Yeah,
you're like, what was that old guy's name? Like Buzz or some shit? And I was like, it's Chip for sure. And you're like, yeah, Chip Hazard. Reliving combos. But God damn it, I really enjoyed Deep Impact, like a lot. Probably more than I should have. And I guarantee there's a lot of nostalgia because I used to watch that movie a ton as a kid.
Yeah.
The score is beautiful in it.
Trust me, I rewinded the dirt bike part like 90 times.
It's so funny. But yeah.
You know it looked tight.
It did.
It's the only way he escaped.
Yeah, I agree.
What a vehicle.
Saved his life.
Damn right.
Saved yours as well.
Damn. You saying because I was, what, suicidal before I got a bike?
I don't know if you noticed that I didn't say anything.
No, but you implied. No, you insinuated.
It sounded more like an admittance.
No, no. More like you.
Hey,
you.
This is
supposed
your
that saved me.
This is your show too.
From
we can talk about anything you need to, baby.
Well, talk about the fucking roost mark I'm gonna put on your face from the bike.
Roost mark.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm gonna roost you. spit fucking gravel in your eyes.
Oh my god, some dude, I was in his Firebird.
Total segue.
And we were in a gravel parking lot, and this dude like peeled up and like parked right behind us like a dickhead and got out and like slammed his car door. And so my buddy just backed up next to it and just spun his tires and fucking just shot gravel all over his guitar or his car.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was awful. I was like, wow, we should leave now because that guy's a big truck.
What car did you have?
He had a Firebird. Yeah, so it was rear.
When was this?
Oh, God, I was fucking, I mean, like 12, 13 years ago. If you're listening, I don't apologize. I mean, I'm sorry for your truck. I didn't do it, and it wasn't my idea. I drive with a lot of angry people.
Yeah.
I don't get road rage. I don't like that. It scares me when people ride up on people's asses. I don't dig that. I've been in a lot of car accidents with other people.
Luckily, I haven't.
Yeah, it's awful.
I've probably saved carloads of people from accidents.
Definitely. You've driven a lot of drunk people.
I've also like totally like slammed wheels back into place that weren't.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
When I was younger, there was a kid that would just totally take his mind off the wheel.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I would literally kick it back onto the road.
That's wild.
Okay.
Not all heroes wear capes, man. Species. Ugh. Test the Tony. What'd you think?
Speaking of heroes.
Oh, man.
Dude, Michelle Williams was a real hero.
Another fucking thing where we, us humans just gotta cut everything open.
Listen, man. Michael Madsen, Ben Kingsley, Forrest Whitaker, Doc Ock himself, yep. Alfred Molina, and fucking Michelle Williams as a little, like, teenage girl from Dawson's Creek.
Wait. Michelle Williams?
Yeah. Heath Ledger's wife?
I didn't know that.
The girl who...
At the beginning.
Young one, the teenager on the train.
And then Natasha Henstridge?
Yeah, tits.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. She was 19.
What?
19 when she made that movie.
Huh?
Yeah, she started out as a... Because I did some research.
That's her breakthrough role.
That was, yeah. She started like out in Paris as a model and like went through the roof. And she like, she's like,
she is model-esque. Like,
yeah, definitely. Very nice features. Very hard features,
yeah,
too.
She's very like... Strong jaw. Like.
Yeah, like Heather Locklear-ish,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
So she like moved up in the modeling world in Paris, and she's like, I'm going to try to act because I really want to, and this was her first role that she got.
Shit.
Yeah.
They were like, do you mind nudity? She's like, I'm from France.
It's weird that she, I thought, like, I was looking at the, like, the ones that you should watch if you enjoyed this movie, and I was like, she was a mimic? it's like the same fucking movie, but she's not.
95, H.R. Geiger did creative consulting on it. And spent $100,000 of his own fucking money to produce the fucking demon train scenes in the dream.
Oh, that was
fucked
up.
Of her being ran over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, they said, no, it's not in budget. And he was like, I'll give you the $100,000. Do it.
Like, how do you like that scene?
Do it. I was like, dude, it's so fucking Geiger. It's not even funny.
It's so fucking weird.
It's so fucked up. Dude. Yeah. Everything. Every sex tentacle, like whirlpool of like tentacles. It's just honestly like this like strangeness that is him.
That was a weird movie for me to watch because there's a lot of like her just like killing people and shit like that.
Yeah.
But she shows her awesome tits off a lot in it. And I was
very staggeringly pretty. I was like, she's stupid pretty. I'd be dead.
She's still very, very pretty too. And she's like, what, if she was 19 and 95, that would make her how old in 2000?
21 years later.
It's 21 years? Oh, yeah, good call.
I'm gonna let you 30, add 15 40? And 21.
40? What?
I'm gonna let you add 15. I mean, 19 to 21.
Yeah, 40, right?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's 40.
Well, you passed the math class.
You're like, I don't know.
Fuck.
Get off my ass.
No, I did math earlier and I fucked it up. Like, I don't want to do it again, but I did get you your...
She's still very pretty is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But yeah, that was like a, not like a sexual awakening because I think I was, what...
Are you masturbating to Starship Troopers, probably?
Eight. Yeah, definitely. But that wasn't in 95.
No.
That was what, 2000?
No.
99?
Had to be like 96, 97.
Really?
I think it came out like when Jurassic Park did, pretty much.
That's 94. 97.
See?
So I would have been 11, so probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did Leprechaun 3 came out?
But I bet you didn't see Species when it came out. It was a hard R.
Yeah, I probably saw it in like 96 or 97.
Yeah.
And it was on HBO all the fucking time. Oh, man, that movie rocked.
Dude, there are some wicked scenes. And you can tell, I mean, Geiger just oozes. You can see it through the aliens. Mm-hmm. You can see it straight into her.
Yeah. The dream sequences were cool, where she sees like her final form type thing.
Yep, and she doesn't. She fears what she's becoming, yeah. But she's also kind of like, "Oh, I'm more than this." These people,
I see. Like, I don't think I ever watched the movie with the intent of like, I just like, "Oh, cool, aliens, and you see boobs, and there's a lot of gore." Like, yeah. It's made for a fucking like yeah. little kid, like a teenage kid-ish. And so I never really paid attention to the plot line of like, "Oh yeah, we found this like code." That was DNA,
yeah.
And we made it, yeah. And then we spliced it with a human.
It gave us instructions, and we just did it.
Yeah, and then, like, and you hear about, like, all the ones that died and shit, and it's actually a really cool movie because it's very, like, women, like, it's a very, like, feminist view to it and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, a very strong woman character, although she's kind of portrayed as a villain, but not really.
She's more just trying to propagate,
but
like,
you know that,
her-
like... were the ones hunting like her down, like she's trying to kill us, like all that type of shit.
Yeah,
like it's definitely the humans are the ones that you're kind of quote unquote supposed to root for. I found myself though, I'm like, all she's doing is what she knows. Like it's literally just like an animal.
Also, you've mutated these species together.
Yeah.
Hers is going to fucking win over.
That baby looked fucked up.
It is fucked
that
up, man.
Fucked up looking
you
baby.
Fucking throw that in fucking tall grass and throw dynamite at it.
Yeah, that mohawk thing that I got,
dude. I don't play games with that kind of shit.
Hell no. That was weird.
And Mike Madsen, he could have tried to hold a gun decently. He literally, with his long fucking, like, sport coats and his one-handed pistol wielding, it was driving me nuts. I'm like, this is the specialist of specialists. This is the fucking
dude,
we talk to aliens crew.
Did you also notice that he jumped and squatted on everything?
Oh, yeah. He literally was like, I will perch.
He's like the Marvel entrance.
Yeah,
yeah,
I will perch here.
Oh, it's so fucked up. Like I was like,
hey,
what?
Hop in that window, perch.
Yeah.
Now I'm going down.
I was like, who? Like it looks like Rorschach at the beginning of Watchmen when he like zips up.
Yeah.
Shit killed me.
That's a tight scene, dude.
What?
It's just a hard scene the way he lands like,
in Watchmen.
Yeah.
That whole beginning kicks that dude out the comedian out the window, and then it starts with Rorschach's fucking. God damn, Watchmen's so good.
Ozzy's so badass.
Yeah, Ozzy
and fucking dude. Oh, man.
I like how we just went off of species.
I know, because now I'm just thinking about, like, him being, like, you know, the joke, like, you know, life is, like, what does he say? Life is a joke, like, that's why I'm always laughing.
Right, right, right. Yeah. I like Rorschach's line of, and they will look up to me, and I will whisper, no.
No, I'm not saving you, dummies.
The streets will run red with blood. Oh, that's, like, shot for shot the fucking comic. It's insane.
Except for big old pussy.
Yeah, they did miss the big brain pussy at the end. And there was a couple other shit. There was a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I heard that in the Blu-ray, though, they had a whole bunch of edited out scenes because that movie was, what, like 2.5 hours in, like, theatrical cut? I think they released a 3-hour one.
That'd be tight.
Yeah. And they took out the comic book thing, too, because there's a comic within the comic that was very boring to read. A lot of people probably hate me for that, but the Dark Water shit, I just couldn't stand.
All right.
Anyway, Species.
Back to Species.
But Watchmen, go watch that. Who watches the Watchmen? Fuck, the beginning credits.
Yeah.
Oh,
with
shit.
Bob Dylan, yeah.
The fucking
beautiful
music. Yeah,
beautiful.
They put the little dandelion in the gun,
mm-hmm.
Pow, blown away. Fuck.
Yeah. Like fucking Joker, not Joker, fucking
comedian
like holding the dude while he's still shooting the Tommy gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like posing for pictures like
so
yeah.
sick. And I mean like fucking like that old oh god.
What was his the Nighthawk? Is that the
Night Owl?
Night Owl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe I'll check it.
Yeah, he is
sure.
An owl,
yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah.
Because, like, the older guy was, like, the boxer, and that's such a sad fucking scene when that dude goes. Spoilers, by the way. John Osterman was Dr. Manhattan. Night Owl, yeah. Yep.
All right, well, Species, 95. It's a fun movie for when it was made and the genre it was in, like, that exploitist, mm-hmm. like, fucking, like, lots of gore, lots of, like, bad versus good.
And a lot of fucking, like, shit that's, like, insanely politically incorrect now, but
yeah. Oh, yeah, and also just, like, her revealing herself that many times, it did nothing for plot.
No.
Whatsoever.
No, it was literally just like, wow.
Yeah.
Just
like,
put
just
asses
like
in seats.
Every, dude, literally the director's like, she's just so pretty, just do another take. We're gonna make this a whole new scene, but
can
do
you
it
flip again. Out of that weird cocoon one more time?
Yeah, just slide, you know they had to do that upside down, so her hair would hang, and they pushed her out of it. Upwards.
Oh, okay. So
her hair hung down when
while
they filmed
she was
it.
In it.
Yeah.
And then she flipped out of it, so her hair flipped back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yeah.
Because if she would have went in the other. Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
She
to
was
give
like,
that effect at
and
first.
And she was all gooped up. It would have just stuck to her head. Yeah. Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Just a little kicker for you.
Yeah. That part was fucked up.
All right. That's about all I got on that. I give it a hard 7 out of 10 still.
I give it a 6.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's corny as shit. Like,
yeah, it's
you
not
have
bad.
A beer or two before you see it or something. Like, you know, smoke up. Like, yeah. Don't just go in there sober and be like, I think we're going to be real solid today.
Yeah, no, it's I definitely enjoyed it, but yeah, it could have... I mean, fuck it. It was great for what it was.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.2. I just bumped it up. I'll throw another point on this.
Oh, there he is.
All right. Movie of the week, Spy Game.
Spy Game. Brad Pitt. Robert Redford.
Redford's really good in it.
Espionage action.
I don't think I do espionage well.
I don't think you do either, because after this one, I'm not going to ask you to watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
How new is it?
It's got Henry Cavill in it.
I do like Henry Cavill. Superman? Yeah, I know who it is.
And, Shitballs. No one else you know, but I think it's a Guy Ritchie film.
Okay.
Based off of an older British film.
Made in 2015.
See?
That's new.
See? Wait, you don't like legitimate feeling spy stuff?
What's up?
You don't like that feel?
No, I don't know if it's that. Like, I have...
It's not... Because it's not right, Hitman.
Check it out. No. Because like Spy Game, you know what I really dug about it? The flashbacks and how they did the camera work. Beautiful. But like a lot of the shots are just so like that time. And the cuts are weird. Like that was one thing that I really liked about Deep Impact, to bring it back to Deep Impact.
Oh boy.
They had a lot of moving shots. It kept your eye very interested.
It's an action movie. It can't do anything but that.
But I'm saying like, dude, it's like in the president, like he's just like sitting there like Morgan Freeman, and it like fucking, there's like a raising shot of him just staring out the window in the White House office, and there's a curving shot around him to show like his whole entire face. Like it was really pretty, and like the moving shot kept you more engaged. It gave more fucking like life to the character and shit.
Oh no, that's because there's no dialogue. Of any consequence.
Right.
Spy Game's filled with dialogue.
Yes.
And story.
Whew. Lot.
I was just having to listen
Have you ever read The Dark Knight Returns?
No.
Okay. Literally, there's like pages of just like reporters, and it's just a TV screen and a paragraph, and then a TV screen and a paragraph. There's six of them on a fucking page. I'm like, wow.
So that drives you nuts, is like that detail-oriented. So don't read Game of Thrones.
Well, see, I don't know, because I think like it's weird. I'll probably listen to that
you
books
like
on
Game
tape.
Game of Thrones?
No, I'll probably listen to that books on tape.
No, I'm saying, do you like Game of Thrones?
Love it.
So it's the setting that gets you
this, right,
when it's boring to you.
Yeah, when it's the dudes in an office and they're going to war. I don't know why, like, but some war movie, like, Saving Private Ryan, great. Fucking Forrest Gump, amazing. Forrest Gump, there's a ton of talking, too. It's not like an action-packed movie. You know I'm not just a puddle.
I know you're not a total puddle, but you're like kind of like a real deep puddle, like a small pool.
I'll give you that.
Like a small
pool. Like a kiddie pool.
I'm like an ocean.
Ah.
Like a lake?
You're like an above ground.
And you're like a kiddie pool.
Yeah. We'll take that.
Wait, who's an in-ground?
I don't know. Probably like a fucking, like, an actual critic.
A real critic. Yeah.
And then like a filmmaker would be like an ocean.
Okay.
Like a scholar.
Fuck. All right, yeah. I'll take above ground. It's pretty right. Nice.
Yeah, above ground.
It's filtered.
I'll give you 5 foot.
That's cool.
Not even those 4 foot
cool.
Regular. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Cool.
All right. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. does look cool. All right, check it out. I think, like, why it doesn't work for me. Like, all right, it was cool. The beginning of the movie, I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. Fucking Brad Pitt's killing himself, but not killing himself. That's rad.
Yeah.
I dig that. And then he gets caught and shit, and they're like, okay, now we're going to explain this and then give the story back to you. I'm like, okay, right on. And then now we're back here again. Then we're going to explain this and give the story back to you. I just didn't find myself really caring about the characters.
Oh, I don't care about anyone besides Robert Redford.
But when I don't, and I liked his parts a lot, but when I don't give a shit about all the, like, most of the characters at least, or, like, some of them other than one.
I didn't care about Brad Pitt's passion for her.
I didn't really care about the past Brad Pitt shit.
I didn't care about, although, well, I knew what happened to Brad. I liked seeing him get trained.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I liked seeing him, the training part was, the montage, it was kind of cliche, but I really liked the... Him, like, talking on the roof, and he was like, yeah, you got used. That's what fucking happens. That was sick.
Yeah.
That was a cool part.
He throws the chair.
Because it gave the idea of, like, morals and politics coming into hand, and I dig
that. Yeah, and he's like, what are you doing crying about it?
See, look at me being deep as fuck right
now. Yeah, man, Jesus. Somebody get me a tissue.
I guess I did really watch this movie. Like, I felt like I was very disconnected, but I guess I just was disconnected for the boring-ass parts.
Oh, my gosh,
where he's like,
look at you.
I can't believe he talks to us.
Dude, like a savant.
Like,
it's just the switch is clicked.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, there was a lot of parts that were cool, and there was cool parts. I didn't give a shit about that chick that was played in it. I didn't care what she was doing. She ended up fucking him over, whatever the fuck, and then they were cool again. I don't know. I did dig the parts of Robert Redford, and I did dig him and... Brad having the conflict, because Brad's like the soldier that wants to save everybody.
Yeah.
And he's the dude that's like, no, we need to do this for the greater good.
Pragmatist, yeah.
But the greater good's not always, you know, it looks bad when you look at it closely.
Dude, you know what really bums me out?
The road to hell is paved with gold. That's actually the opposite of what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say about when we were talking about T.J. Miller. Have you seen Hell and Back?
No.
We need to watch that. It's a claymation movie, and I'm pretty sure he's like one, like him and like Patton Oswalt or some shit are like the executive producers on it. And I think he does voices in it. It's on Netflix. Oh. I started watching it. It's funny as fuck. It's really fucked up.
All right.
They go to hell. All
right.
It's sick. Cool. All right. Anyways, back to this.
Next. No, I like it. I think I like it because my dad likes it, and I think I like it because
you got a nostalgia.
Like spy movies a
and
lot.
You got a nostalgia for it, too.
No, I got a big old hard-on for, like, old-style spies. Like,
what was that one movie, Ronin?
Fucking love Ronin so
much. I know,
much.
And I couldn't get behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. There's,
I didn't mind it.
There's just, literally, like, missions in Metal Gear Solid 4 that are like Ronin and this movie.
Definitely
or
why.
Or, like, Mission Impossible, the first one.
I like Mission Impossible 1, though. Isn't that weird?
But there are parts in Mission Impossible 1 that are
techie.
Completely, out of the role of spy, but, like, them talking in, like, little, like, fucking cafes.
You know what it is? You throw me some gadgets, I'm in.
I was going to say, if it's a little more Inspector Gadget, you're right on board. Cause I
not
give
Inspector
you...
Gadget. I'm saying, like, fucking, like, Spectre, or, like, James Bond or Batman or some shit like that. Like, give him a utility belt.
So
and I'll probably like it more.
Much prefer a Jason Bourne movie?
See, weird, oddly enough, I watched the first Jason Bourne, and I was like, it's action fucking packed, but I fell asleep during that movie like 7 times. I was restarting
it's
a lot.
An hour and a half.
No, it's like 2 hours.
Still, 2 hours to pass out 7 times. Do you have narcolepsy?
No. I mean, like, I would, like, pass out, have to restart it.
Fell asleep every 9 minutes.
But I did, like, and that, the after I...
Someone's roofying you in your bed.
It's me.
It's in the vents.
The first time I watched The Bourne Identity and finished it, I was like, I want to watch all of them, but there's a lot of them, so...
There's like 4 now. 5th one's coming out or something.
Yeah, hour 59. It was 2 hours. But yeah, and it is cool. But then again, like, I know that storyline.
Right on.
Like, I already knew about it. I think if I, like, walked in completely, like, oh, I don't know what this is, and I really like Matt Damon, I'd be good on it. But I don't know if I like Matt Damon, like, as, like, name a movie that I liked Matt Damon as the lead role.
The Adjustment Bureau.
No. I didn't mind it, but I didn't love it. Even The Martian. Like, I liked it, but he wasn't, like, as charming as everyone fucking made him out to be. Dogma, he's an awesome character.
Good Will Hunting.
Stuck on You, he's an awesome character. Good Will Hunting, I'll give you.
There you go.
Yeah, he killed it.
Well, that was literally those two fucks at their best.
Did you like Stuck on You?
Slightly.
There's parts of it that I'm like, that's good shit. And Damon, like, never does, like, comedy.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah. Stuck on You is a piece of shit, don't get me wrong. But there's parts of it that
I like
hell yeah.
The shit he does with Jimmy Kimmel. All
right, right on.
Very fun stuff. Yeah. Like, I think him, when he's being kind of a... I don't know... Then again, Matt Damon's not, like, someone that I'm like, fucking Matt Damon's in it, dude. I gotta see it. But I'm not against Matt Damon.
I'm not against him either. It's just, like, when he carries a, like, it fucking, The Martian was his Castaway.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I really enjoy him.
Yeah.
But, and I loved him in that movie. But, like, Matt Damon and The Martian,
I think Tom Hanks was voted, like, the most loved guy in Hollywood. Like, the most loved person in Hollywood.
Do you remember The Terminal?
Yeah.
That's a good fucking flick. That was cool character acting.
Now I
want to
watch Saving Private Ryan again.
I just saw that and I was like, damn, I want to watch Saving Private Ryan.
Getting a big old war boner, dude.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Dude, Caparzo. Oh, man, so many good characters. Dude, Tom Sizemore's in that. That was in, like, some of his best meth acting.
Ocean's 11. He was in that, but he's a side character.
All of them, yeah.
But he's really good as that. Like, he's just such a good, like, what's that called? It's not a side character. It's like a supporting role.
Supporting, yeah.
Yeah, I like that type. Departed, he was the shit in Departed.
Dude, everyone in Departed was the shit in Departed, but yeah.
I mean, like, that's them, like, on their fucking top ground. And I feel like The Martian, to be on that, it should be his top ground. But
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm just, like, bashing The Martian.
No.
I'm sorry, Damon.
No,
I love
you're
you.
All right, dude. You're fine.
Are we still talking about Species?
No, we've actually been on Spy Game, but yeah. I'm going to give Spy Game an 8 just because of nostalgia. And I really like, I don't know, rootsy spy films. And now, Man from U.N.C.L.E. It has some tech, but it also has a lot of fucking legit shit. It's like kind of, it's like strong talking, like soft spoken fucking spy lingo. You might be bored if you say, fuck it, let's try Man from U.N.C.L.E. today.
No, check it out.
You might be better with Mission Impossible 7.
Check it out. Is there a 7th one?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Spy Game, like, felt like a movie that they're like, okay, espionage is in. People like that shit. Like, you know, like, this is a good thing to go. And it felt like it was done by a cameraman that, like, wasn't, like, really about expanding it and, like, making it look like how shit looks now.
Yeah.
It was very, like, run-of-the-mill and shit. Although I did like the helicopter shot around when they were talking on the rooftop. That was cool. And there are a couple cool shots in it. And I love the flashback. The filters they put on it, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But, like, it just, there's, like, that office shit is boring as fuck to watch.
I love when he's just, like, fucking with people.
Dude, it's literally like watching a painting.
It's not.
The camera never fucking moves. You're crazy.
You know why? It's because you have nothing. You have never, ever tried subtlety.
No, no. See, I think what like a good movie does is that it has such subtle movement to it that keeps you like fucking like engaged, and you're like, why do I like this so much? I couldn't put it like down. I was like, why does the Flash like look as good as it does when they're like just talking and shit? And I know that's a fucking joke, but that camera never fucking stops. And you know what's so cool about it? Flash is always moving. That's a fucking awesome idea to put in the show. And it's so subtle that you never really see it, but that camera never is like just deadpan. That's cool as fuck.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's using cinematography to...
Exactly. And I'm not saying that you have
to... story.
Like, I don't like when it's like super, super artsy. Like, oh, they're trying to get like, you know, like... A lot of close-up shots and shit like that.
Yeah,
the only one I really dug was,
inside
like, Requiem.
Inside the desk drawer, yeah.
Requiem has, like, such good composed shots. Like, those are, like, watching good paintings. You know what I'm saying?
Those are also some of the most, like, fucking, like... They're art for the sake of art.
But I'm saying, like, he walks into the living room, and the first shot of the living room is just a dead fucking shot on the TV, and everything in the living room is, like, interesting to look at. Not a bunch of papers and coffee and bullshit on a fucking desk from the 90s. Oh, god damn it.
You and your fucking hatred of 90s. I can't keep doing this. No, you don't.
I love the 90s.
Can you pick the next one?
You know what?
And don't fuck it up.
You know what it is? I love the 90s that I'm nostalgic about.
Yeah, everything else, you're like, there was a reason I didn't watch House.
Yeah, I don't like adulty 90s.
All right.
When was the last time you saw Outbreak?
Dude, Outbreak? You're talking about the Motaba virus?
It's good.
With Dustin Hoffman
It's
and
good,
Morgan?
But that's another one that has some shots. I'm like, oh, they're reading
you
papers
know who
again.
I don't care?
They're reading
you know
fucking
who I don't
papers.
Care about? I don't care about the little family with the little girl, and I don't care about his love life.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, moving on.
I know,
next.
Yeah. It's just like they've shoehorned shit to shoehorn shit.
But man, the idea? Oh, I love it.
Yeah. All right, so what are we going to watch? Do you think I should just hop on Netflix since we fucking can't do
no.
anything else? Why not?
Because I'm afraid.
Of what?
Of what you'll do.
Test the Tony.
It's your Netflix.
Yeah.
It's going to cater to you.
Well, you told me to pick it. Join for free.
I was just
month.
Trying to be nice.
I already got Netflix, motherfucker. I guess I had never signed it on my computer. Weird.
Fuck.
Well, give me some movies that you have. Do you have Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No.
You
yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I think. I can't... Oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to tell you, I swear to God on all that is Holly that I do.
Hold on a second. I'll look some shit up real quick. What do you want to do for Test of Tony?
I'm never good at those. I'm so depressed by them half the time.
Yeah.
Species was good.
Species, yeah.
Let's do another one that's kind of cool but dated.
Okay.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. And I'm not watching fucking, like, Spawn or something like
ooh,
that.
Ooh, dude. Haven't you done that already?
Yeah, it's
Spawn's
fucked.
Bad. Good sci-fi.
And I'm not watching, like, fucking, like, any other superhero movie that was before all that MCU shit. Like, I'm not going to watch it. Unless it's actually... Oh, The Crow.
That's on Netflix. I mean, you're going to love it.
How do you know?
I don't know. That's a toss-up, bud.
No, because the acting is going to be dated as fuck. Shots are going to be like Batman, like, fucking Returns
no,
looking.
No. It's like Dark City, motherfucker. It's sick.
Oh, Dark City.
Dude, Dark City looks good.
Dude, Dark City is a work of art.
Yeah, it is. And so is Crow. Crow paints a picture, man. They caught that, like, because you know it's based on a comic, right?
Hangman's Noose. Yeah.
Like, they did a really good job. Yeah, let's do Crow for Test of Tony, because I wanted to watch
yay.
That anyways. Even though we know that we'll love it, but at least we can wax about it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Man, I don't know. Give me some titles that you have for movie of the week.
I had Drugstore Cowboy, Way of the Gun. You won't like it. It's too slow for you right now.
Okay.
Man on Fire.
I've seen Man on Fire a lot.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Michael Clayton's too slow for you.
I kind of like you giving me a movie that I haven't seen that you think's really good that you think I should see, and then
and
I
then
can come back.
Shit all on it.
Well, no, because hey, Spy Game, I felt like
you
I
did like you gave your
I
gave
justified
your
that shit.
You gave your due.
Yeah.
Magnolia. That is a unique one right there.
All
right.
Well,
or I Heard Huckabees.
I don't know why I always think of Igby Goes Down when you say I Heard Huckabees.
Well, Igby Goes Down is pretty much Catcher in the Rye.
Igby Goes Down's great. Yeah, we'll do Magnolia. Do you have that?
No.
God damn it.
God damn you. Look it up.
I can't look it up.
What do you mean? Look it up on Netflix.
Is it on there?
Oh, man, you're dumb.
Oh, I have to sign in. I'm not going to do that. All right, so we're doing Magnolia. Let me write this down. Tessa Tony was what? Crow.
Crow.
The crow. God damn it, didn't delete species, motherfucker. The crow species. We're going to watch that. And Magnolia. All right, until next time, go burn books.
Burn them.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.